on a BBC article titled How Pollution is Causing a Male Fertility Crisis reminded me of the fact that male fertility is rarely spoken about. It seems that sperm quality appears to be declining around the world, but is a little discussed cause of infertility. We talk about female infertility regularly. According to the BBC article, scientists are narrowing in on what might be behind the problem. They believe it is linked to pollution and the level of impurities in our air. To unpack this further, I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Dr. Joanne Pato. She joins us from the Cape Fertility Clinic in Cape Town. Good afternoon, Joanne. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the opportunity to chat to you.
Did you see the BBC article referencing the decline in male sperm quality? I'm sure that you would have, being in the industry and being an expert. And would you agree with their findings?
You know, it's interesting that they're bringing it up now and looking at pollution with male infertility, because we actually have known for quite a while that it has an effect on a couple's ability to conceive. So there's been a lot of research regarding female infertility and the environment and pollution. And the male infertility factor has been on the horizon. I think it's just gaining more traction now and more space, per se.
Is it something that you are seeing more and more of in practice?
Do you know, we've been seeing it for quite a while. And I think that's where there's going to have to be a change in the narrative of, everyone just assumes when a couple can't conceive that it must be the female, you know. And we know in the past it was always said 30% female, 30% male, and then 30% unknown would be your cause of infertility. But it is exactly how the BBC are reporting it now, that it's male infertility can be up to 50% of the time the reason why a couple can't conceive.
And Joanne, on the show yesterday, we were talking about population numbers, and they've done a study which shows that population numbers, certainly in the Western world, are actually predicted to decline. Is the fertility issue something that you see more of in the Western world?
Do you know, that is. And even in Africa, in South Africa, if you actually look at our reproductive rate, it is not as high. So this, you know, we worried about so many humans being on the earth. But if you actually take a forward projection, first world countries, but also some countries in Africa are showing a negative population rate. So it is something, it's not specifically attributable to male or female. When you actually look at the dynamics, and we see it and hear it all the time, people are delaying having children. The cost of having children is so expensive. So instead of having maybe three or four, you would only consider having one or two children. And so these are common things that we discuss every day, not realizing the actual long-term effect on our population numbers. But yes, we do see it.
Now, we know that there are certain things that can be done to assist when a woman is struggling to fall pregnant. If a man has a very low sperm count or very low sperm quality, which is what's being referenced in this article, is there anything that doctors can do to help?
So, yes, I think that's the first thing to actually think of is when a couple come in, you actually have to investigate the couple. It actually starts with male and female investigations, because so often you sort of just stick to the one person, and that also goes with male infertility. You know, a man's done a semen analysis through another doctor, they get referred to a reproductive clinic, and if you don't dot your I's and cross your T's by looking at the female partner and making sure that everything, all your ducks are in a row, you will come short. And so I think that's where the secret lies. Whenever you see a couple trying to conceive, you have to investigate both parties. With men, it's a little bit more straightforward in that it's a semen analysis. And, you know, women, we're born with a basket of eggs. It's our biological clock. We have no way of manufacturing eggs. So as time goes by, as we get older, so our reproductive health decreases. Mm. With men, you can't actually quite say that. You can meet a 25-year-old, strapping, fit, healthy young man, and he's got no sperm. The only way you know is to do a semen analysis and see what that level is at. Age is definitely playing a role in male fertility. I mean, we know Charlie Chaplin and Mick Jagger have all had babies in their 70s. Because men make sperm every minute. So it's new sperm. They're not born with their sperm. Mm. But we do know that we used to think it was 50. They're actually looking at now from 45 over. That age does play a role in male fertility, and that the sperm production is not as good as it is when they're 20 and 25.
Joanne, there's a question here from a listener. Sorry to interrupt you, but we don't have much time. Saying, please ask the guest what the main contributor to male fertility is, because lots of bro science has linked a sedentary lifestyle and poor diet to infertility. You've already mentioned age as one of the problems, but what are the other major contributors?
The major contributor with male is lifestyle. So if you look at alcohol use, smoking, illicit substances, the use of marijuana, we know has an effect on semen parameters. And then with that BBC article, if you're looking at chemicals in the environment that we use every day, our shampoo, our shaving cream, you know, does it have an endocrine disruptor in there? And is it playing a role? And that's what we're looking at now. So unfortunately, it's not one thing. I guess the age-old saying of, you know, healthy you is going to be a healthy fertility is the truth. So living a good, clean life does certainly give us better sperm. And then there's, of course, these other things in the environment, like the endocrine disruptors, that we can maybe be more aware of. Have a look at what's in your shampoo when you're washing your hair and your shaving cream. Know what face cream you're putting on. Does it have a paraben in it, which is a common preservative, which is known to have an effect on fertility?
I wish we had more time, but I think we must schedule a follow-up conversation. Dr. Joanne Botto, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. She's an expert at the Cape Fertility Specialist in Reproductive Medicine.